to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us. I was thinking about terminal illness, and I was wondering what it would look like if a doctor walked up to you and said, "You are terminally ill, and this is the diagnosis. We're not really sure how long you would live," the doctor says, "but we know your time is shorter than what you were expecting." You know what's interesting? All of us today are living with a terminal illness. There's one thing that is true of all of us, is that one day we are going to take our last breath, unless Jesus returns. And so I think it's important for you and I to really think about what it would look like or what would be different in our life if we were told that we had a terminal illness. Would we go on vacation? Would we call a family meeting? Would we buy some new things? What would our conversation be like towards God? God, why? Where are you? This isn't fair. And so it's easy for us to get wrapped into thinking, you know, I got 70 years, I got 80 years. But really, there's no idea what that's going to look like. Just say you do get 70 years, but you have a stroke. So your life is going to be different than someone who didn't have a stroke. Or you might live 80 years and, like, you know, Eugene and Yetta, Eugene's still playing tennis. That's all because God says, I want your legs to keep working and your arms to keep working and your eyesight to be right. And sure, there's things we need to do, you know, eating wise, and there's certain things that we need to be taking. But the reality is, you and I have no control over one, if we're going to be walking tomorrow or not walking tomorrow. Two, if tomorrow is a day that will be given to us or not. And so, you know, it's really kind of easy to think that we're in charge or we've got this. Where, now I know that you've heard this verse, but James reminds those believers, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a place or town and spend a year there or trade and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.' As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, to him it is sin. Whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, to him it is sin." So as you go about tomorrow, and there's no guarantee that you or I are going to wake up tomorrow, but we all do have a terminal illness, and it's called death. It's going to happen at some point in our lives. We just don't know when. We know it's a guarantee. And so I would say to you, encourage you to live like you have a terminal illness. Say the things to the people that are around you that you need to say. Do the things you thought, you know what, this might be fun, and so I want to go do this or do that. Prioritize, how do I live out the gospel in the areas of my life that I'm living now? What does it look like for me to develop relationships or get involved in people's lives so that I can actually talk to them about Jesus, who gave his life for me, and the one who loves me and never gives up on me and provides hope, and it's bigger than all my situations? And how do I share that with the people that are around us that don't have any hope and their situations are huge and they don't know which way to turn, this way or that way? So I know this is probably you're not going to look at your friends and high-five each other, but I think it's a really neat opportunity for us just to evaluate what's in front of us. Terminal illness. We all have it. Sooner than later, we will meet Jesus face to face. Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to just let, really to talk, to think about what's in front of us. And may we ask you for help and wisdom. May we give you full authority to move us to the left or to the right or keep on going where we're going. Our goal is to honor you, and our goal is to meet you face to face one day. So help us to live like that you really matter to us. It's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.